today. We do have a special guest reception after church, and we'd love for you to stop by and visit with us a little bit. And I just want to welcome all of our grandparents today. This is Grandparents Day, and it's good to have all the grandparents in the house. Amen. God bless these grandparents. Amen. Amen. I'm not a grandparent, but one day I might be. But if your grandparents are still alive, you need to be thankful for that. Amen. My grandparents have all passed away, and I miss them. But I want to tell you what, if your grandparents are alive, make sure that you call them, tell them how much you love them, and appreciate them today. Honor them on Grandparents Day. Praise the Lord. And I do want to just recognize one special grandparent, and she's kind of like all of our grandparents. This is Granny Foster, and she had a special birthday, I believe, on Friday. She turned, well, can I say, is that 91 years old. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. And you can call her Sister Foster, but she says, well, everybody just calls me Granny Foster. That just fits. And she's such a dear lady, and we appreciate her. And it's also good to have another grandparent, Sister Pam Eddings. We love you. God bless you. And I believe it's her birthday today. So praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to the word of the Lord in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was earlier this week that you ever have a dream where it's just, it's kind of an all-night thing, and you just kind of, you work through it, and you're trying to work stuff out. You're trying to figure it out in your mind, and you just can't seem to get the solution, and it just goes over and over, and you just wrestle all night long with it. I had one of those dreams this week. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it later, but first I thought it was just whatever. But later on, I feel like God reminded me of that and said, this is more than just a dream, but this is an answer for somebody. I believe it's an answer for our church. I believe it's an answer for me, for you. And we're going to believe God that he's going to give us a word today. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Do we have any Jesus followers here today? Nothing else matters. I've just got to follow you, Lord. Amen. Today I want to preach to us on this subject, a spirit shift. A spirit shift. Somebody came today, maybe not even expecting this, but I believe there's going to be a shift in the spirit world, a shift in the atmosphere, a shift in this city, a shift in your family, a shift in this church, a spirit shift. Hallelujah. Would you claim that right now in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, Lord, by faith we declare it. By faith we receive it. We speak the word of faith, Lord. We claim it by faith, Lord, that nothing is impossible unto you, Lord. God, I believe you brought us together for this moment in time. And Lord, that the miracle you have in store for us, we could not even imagine all that you are going to do. I pray that you will let it begin to come to pass even today. Even this week, let there be a change. Even today, let there be a shift in the spirit realm. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and the glory for it right now. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Are there any fishermen or fisherwomen in the house today? All right, all right. Anybody that likes to fish, you enjoy fishing. Is anybody here that you've ever been fishing and you didn't catch anything? Okay. I've been there. Or how about you've gone fishing and everybody else was catching them and you weren't catching them? That is the worst. That is the worst. Amen. When we moved here, I wanted to find out about this phenomenon of trout fishing. And so I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what equipment you used. But we heard there was all these people fishing down on Tanny Como below the dam there. And so we walked down there. I remember I was with my boys, and we looked at what they were doing. And so we tried to do the same thing, and we didn't catch a single one. You could see them down in the water. They just kind of look up at you and just ignore whatever you threw to them. And I talked to a man there. I said, come on, we've got to have some help here. I got to catch a fish. And he said, well, let me tell you what you do. He said, don't fish right here, but you go down the road a little bit, and there's a little place down there I'm going to tell you, and you get you some. And he told me the kind of bait. You know, I'm not sharing it. And he said, this is what you need to do. And so we went down there, and we caught a few of them. I want to tell you, it was such a relief to think I wasn't a failure, but I still knew how to fish. Now, I have learned how to fish back at that one spot, and we've caught some big ones there, and it's fun. But it takes time. It takes time. And so it's no fun to go fishing and not catch anything. It's no fun especially to go fishing when everybody else is catching them and you're not. That's miserable. It's kind of like that one guy named Bob who he went fishing a lot with his brother named Harry. And Harry was always catching the fish, but Bob never did. And so one morning Bob decides he's going to go by himself and see if his luck has changed. And so he got his fly rod out, and he tied on a fly that he thought might work, and he made a long upstream cast, and the fly settled down on the stream and started floating downward. And as that fly floated past him, one of those trout, he stuck his head up out of the water, and he said, hey, where's Harry? Harry was always catching them, and Bob just didn't have any luck. It's not fun to not catch anything when you're fishing. The story we read today involves professional fishermen. They were trained, experienced. They came from a long line of ancestors before them who had made their living by fishing. They knew how to fish. They knew where to fish. But on this particular trip, their nets had kept coming up empty. They had spent the whole night, all night, fishing and had caught nothing. How disappointing. They might have just stayed home in bed. They might as well have just not even come. They were tired. They were discouraged. And our text tells us there were two ships on the bank, but the fishermen were not in them anymore. They were out and they were washing their nets. They were packing it up. They were calling it quits. They'd had enough. They were tired. They were discouraged. It was time to go home. Has anybody ever felt like calling it quits? Come on, has anybody ever been discouraged? You've maybe in a certain endeavor, maybe in your work for the kingdom of God, maybe in living for God at all. And come on, there's probably not one person here today who has never thought about quitting. I want to tell you, we've all been there. Come on, we've tried it. We've given it our all. But that open door, it never came. The breakthrough, it never happened. It never got any easier. And so in our discouragement and in our tiredness and in our frustration, we've all considered our options. And there's been some times that quitting has looked pretty good. There's many instances throughout the Bible where people wanted to quit. They wanted to give it all up. Jeremiah, the prophet, he got tired. He wanted to quit. He thought about quitting. He considered it pretty well. And Elijah had enough. He was tired of it. He was tired of fighting the battles. He was tired of facing spirits. He was tired of being ridiculed and mocked and chased. And he was ready. He had enough. Jonah tried to quit. He tried to run away from God, first of all, and then the Lord said, "Oh, no, you don't, Jonah," and he delivered him with a miraculous fish. And Jonah preached the word of God, and the city started repenting. And Jonah's like, "Well, come on here. I knew this was going to happen, God." And Jonah was ready to quit. He was ready to die. I want to tell you, Peter got to the place where he was so discouraged that he gave up. Instead of going through this ministry thing, he said, "No, I'm going back to fishing." We've all been there. We've all wanted to wash our nets and call it quits. But Jesus says unto Peter, he says, "Go out to where it's deeper. And let down your nets for a catch." And Peter's response to the Lord, it shows the discouragement in his heart. He says, "Master, we have toiled all night. We have worked our fingers to the bone, and we have caught nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net, Lord." Imagine what's going through Peter's mind about that time. He had thought of himself as a great fisherman. He was experienced at it. That's how he made his living. And here was a carpenter telling him how to fish, telling him where to cast the net, telling him where to go. And he knew, Peter knew there wasn't any fish there. It wasn't the right place. It wasn't the right time. Every fisherman knows you don't cast a net in the morning when the sun's shining on the water and because the fish can see the net. And no, Peter thought it was a hopeless situation. And so what he was saying is, "Lord, I don't believe that there's much reason to try again. I don't think there's much hope left. But nevertheless, to appease you, Lord, to prove my point that I'm a fisherman and you're a carpenter, I know more about this than you. Nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to let down my net and see what happens." I want to tell you, there may be some who are discouraged here today, and you may feel like your situation is hopeless and like you're not seeing any success, and you've just been hitting up against a solid wall, and maybe you've been praying about something even for years perhaps, and now you've got to the place where you feel like God is never going to hear and he's never going to answer, and maybe you're going through a dark period today, a time in your life where you just feel like nothing is ever going to change and you're never going to get that break you've been looking for. That's how those fishermen were. And maybe somebody here today, you're there, you're present at that very moment. I tell you, we've all been there where we're ready to give up and we're ready to quit and ready to throw in the towel. But what are we to do in times like this when we're discouraged and when we've tried everything we know to do and still the answer, it doesn't come, and we've been praying and praying and trusting God and kept on walking when we don't understand? What are we to do in those moments? The answer is found here in Peter's response. "Well, Lord, we've tried it all. We've done everything we know. We've tried every kind of net. We've tried every little cove and every little place we know to go. And we've done everything we've been trained to do, but we've not caught anything all night long. Nevertheless, at thy word,
And that's all that Jesus wanted from Peter. He wanted obedience. He wanted compliance with his word. He wanted faithfulness when we don't understand. But still, we keep trusting God. We keep standing on his word. We keep showing up. We keep praying. We don't give up, even though everything within us wants to quit. But nevertheless, Lord, if thy word. Come on, God is looking for faithfulness today. God's looking for obedience today. I believe that somebody today in this house is going to receive a word from God about your situation. You've been walking through the desert. Come on, you've been walking through a dry season. You've been going through a hard time, and you've done all you know to do to stay faithful. The enemy's been telling you to quit. He's telling you God doesn't even know where you're at. He doesn't care about your situation. The miracle is never going to come. You're never going to see the breakthrough. Come on, he's told some of you, your family's never going to be saved. Your church is never going to see revival. And oh, you want to quit so bad, but you're still here. You're still here. You're still showing up. You're still praising God. You're still worshiping him. You're still doing your best to be faithful. And I believe today in my spirit, I feel it. God is going to speak a word to somebody today. There's going to be an answer for someone. There's going to be a little light at the end of the tunnel because God has a shift in the spirit for someone. Sometimes we pray and sometimes we push and we try our best to make it happen ourselves. And we try so hard, but until God gives a shift in the spirit, until God opens some doors, until the timing is right in his eyes, until the spirit moves, we just can't do it in our flesh. And we try with everything within us to make it happen. We try to push that door open ourselves. We try to provide the answer, the response for ourselves. And we can't make it happen no matter how hard we push. But for somebody today, I feel there's coming a shift in the spirit. I feel it for this church today. There is a shift in the spirit. There is a change in the atmosphere. There's an answer in our situation. There's a change in our circumstances. And God is putting it together behind the scenes. You may not see it yet with your eyes, but come on, can you feel with me after it in the spirit? Come on, sometimes you got to close your eyes. You got to stop looking around with natural eyes. And you got to feel with the spirit. God, I can't see it. I can't see it. I can't put my finger on it. But I feel like something's changing. I feel like something's moving. I feel like something's shifting. I feel like there's a breakthrough coming. Somebody say, a spirit shift is coming. Well, there's a place where faith and the supernatural intersect, where our faith interacts with God's supernatural power. And God says, okay, you've waited long enough. You've been praying for this. You've been believing for this. You've been walking by faith for this. And now the time is right. And I'm going to put together a shift in the spirit. I'm going to put together a change in your circumstances. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to make a way and give you the answer that you've been praying about all of this time. Because the timing is right. And it's time for a shift in the spirit. And when that happens, we've been looking at things from our perspective, from our point of view, from an earthly mindset. But when there's a spirit shift, God turns it. And what we couldn't see before, now we can see it. And we've looked before, but it wasn't there. But now God has turned the picture. He has changed the perspective. And things that didn't make sense, now we start to understand. And things that didn't align before, now they're lined up perfectly. And what seemed like a solid wall before, now we see there's a door. Because there was a shift and God turned it. I want to tell you, you can try to turn it all you want to by yourself. You can try to turn it, and there is power in prayer. But until God says, okay, I'm going to shift it. Sometimes you just got to keep on trusting. Keep looking for the answer. Keep looking for the door. Keep looking for things to line up perfectly. But sometimes you got to say, I don't see it yet, but I feel it's coming. There's a shift coming. There's a change coming. There's a breakthrough on the way. Peter tried everything he knew to do, and nothing had worked. But nevertheless, Lord, at thy word. And they let down a net, and they caught so many fish where they weren't supposed to be. And the timing didn't make sense to man, but it was so many fish that their net began to break. And they called out to the other ship for help, and they came and helped and filled both ships with so many fish that the both ships began to sink. I want to tell you, there's a change in the air, and something is moving, and something is changing, and something is happening. There is a spirit shift. And God is about to bless your efforts. He's about to bring an increase. He's bringing blessings. Come on, somebody. What did all those fish represent? That was their business. That was how they made a living. They weren't just trying to catch something to eat for dinner to have a fish fry. No, that was their living. And God said, I'm going to give you a financial blessing. For somebody in this house today, I feel it. There is a shift coming in your circumstances, and there is a financial blessing. I feel it today. Don't you know when that net started breaking, Peter's like, oh no, there's a dollar. There's another dollar. Come on, we got to have some help here. Because that was their financial blessing. I feel it today that somebody here today, you've been looking, you've been praying, you've been faithful in your giving, you've been faithful in tithes and offerings, you've been faithful to the house of God, you've been faithful to the things of the Lord, and it seems like everything you've tried hasn't worked, but if you keep being faithful, there's a shift coming. He's about to turn it. Come on, he's about to turn it. Doors are about to open up. Deals are about to come through. There's a financial miracle in the making for somebody today. Why? Because you've been faithful to God's word. And whatever he told you to do, you said, nevertheless, Lord, at thy word, I'll follow you. I'll be faithful to you. I'll trust in you. And beyond finances, if we want joy, if we want abundant life, if we want contentment, if we're looking for the goodness of God, if we want peace that passeth understanding, I tell you, we've got to be willing to say, nevertheless, at thy word, even if it doesn't make sense to our fleshly man. Even if it doesn't add up in the natural, if God tells us to do it, we need to receive that today. And I believe that God wants us to launch out into the deep, to let down our nets, and to receive what he has prepared for us. There's a shift coming. There's a shift coming. Come on, it's a shift in the spirit. It's a shift in your circumstances. It's a shift in the heavenlies. It's a shift in this city. I believe God is opening doors. I believe God is preparing hearts. I believe God has sent his angels to prepare the street that you live on, because there's going to be a revival in your home. There's a shift coming. Don't you stop praying. Don't you start being faithful. Don't you stop giving. But you keep being faithful to God. You keep obeying his word, because there's a shift coming. Come on, it's been too long since these waters have been troubled by a new soul. A couple of weeks is too long. It's been too long since somebody was filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. A few days is too long. Come on. Come on. We've got to work with people, and God's blessing, and he's bringing people. But I want to tell you, there's a shift coming. There's a shift coming. There's been a few people teaching Bible studies. Thank God for that, but there's a shift coming. There's been a few people involved in discipleship, and thank God for that, but there's a shift coming to where they're going to start coming from far and wide. They're going to start coming from the highways and the byways. They're going to start coming from the east side and the west side, from the north and the south, and everybody's going to have to help, because we're going to be in a sinking ship, because there's so many fish. There's so many souls. There's so much work to do. I tell you, there's a shift coming, and it's time to get to work for the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody say, there's a spirit shift. Look at how Peter reacted when he saw the miracle. He fell at the feet of Jesus. He said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Why did he say that? Because he was astonished, and everybody that was with him, at the great catch of fish. What he saw happen, it made him aware of how unbelieving and how untrusting he had been. And Peter was saying, "Lord, forgive me for not believing you. I believe today that there is a blessing on the magnitude that when it comes through, when it happens, it's going to drive some people to repentance, because we're going to say, Lord, this is so great. Forgive me, God, for not having more faith. Forgive me, Lord, for not believing that you can literally do absolutely anything." Come on, I tell you what God is about to do. It's going to be so great in our lives, in our church, in this city. It's going to make us fall to our knees and repent for not trusting him more during the trial. Come on, for not having greater faith in our circumstance. We're going to be overwhelmed with thankfulness at the great work of God. We're going to repent for ever thinking that we couldn't make it, for ever thinking that we were going to be destroyed, that our families can't be saved, that our finances can't be blessed, that our church can't grow. What is it you need the Lord to do for you, for your family today? You've got to remember, if we will, then he will. Peter had to let down the net. When it didn't make sense, when it seemed impossible, when everything within him said, this is not going to work, but Peter had to take that step of faith first. Nevertheless, at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word, I pray that we would open our hearts today, that the Spirit could speak to us. Come on, that God could speak his word to our lives. And whatever the key is, whatever the answer is, whatever the connection is, God, give us the key that's going to open that door. Whatever it is, God, and whatever we have to do first, we want to hear your word clearly today so we can make that step of faith. It's not on my notes, but I want to tell somebody here today, your lack of giving has stopped the blessings of God in your life. Come on, I'm telling you, there is somebody here that you are struggling in your finances, and you thought, I can't afford to give. I can't afford to be faithful. I've got to have a miracle. And God is saying to you, you better put down your net first. Come on. If we will, then God will. If we will, then God will. Somebody, you need to figure up what you've been stealing. This is not in my notes today, but I feel it so strong. You need to figure out what you've been stealing from God. You might not be able to make it all right in one day, but you need to make it right with the Lord and say, God, forgive me for my lack of faith. Forgive me, Lord, for not following your word. Nevertheless, Lord, I might be having financial trouble, but I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to put you first. Somebody today, you're going to get a key. You're going to get a word from the Lord that unlocks the miracle that God has for you. Hallelujah. Come on, would you, all across this house, would you just open your heart and say, God, what do you want me to do? God, what's the answer? Come on, what's the key? Lord, speak to me here today. Show me what to do. Give me that command. I will do it, Lord. Help me to hear your voice today. Speak to our hearts, God. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to feel that impression in our spirit, God. Let us be sensitive to your word right now. Come on, you need to remember, when God speaks to you, it may not make sense. It may not make sense. It may seem crazy. Come on, it may seem crazy what he tells you to do. He might tell somebody to run to this altar. He might tell somebody to fall to your knees in repentance. I don't know. He might tell somebody to give an offering. It might be crazy what the Lord is going to tell you to do. But whatever you tell me, Lord, I want to do it. I'm going to put down my net. Nevertheless, at thy word, Shanda. Come on, circumstances don't make sense. It doesn't seem like it's going to work. But nevertheless, Lord, at thy word, I will answer. I will do it. Come on, one more time. I want you to pray with me. God, I pray that you would give us the key. I pray that you would give us the answer. Press upon our hearts, upon our minds, Lord, what we need to do to connect with the miracle today, to bring that shift in the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, would you just receive that by faith, Lord, whatever you want me to do. God, whatever you want me to do, I'll answer you, Lord. I'll do it, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shando toso korora la bahaya. Hallelujah. I can't help but feel there's a young person in this house that you've got your life planned. You've got everything all planned out. You know what you want. You know where you want to go. You know what kind of degree you want. And you know what kind of job you want. And you know what kind of money you want to make. And God's saying, hey, that all may be great, but I've got something greater for you. Come on, I've got something greater for you. And if you'll give me your life, if you'll give me your heart today, if you'll give me your future today, I'm going to make a life for you that you have never even imagined could ever come about. But you've got to make that step of faith first. I don't know what night it was. I had one of those dreams. All night long, I was trying to work it out. I don't know, it may have been a couple of minutes, but it seemed like all night long. I was in an elevator. I wasn't alone, but some of you were there with me too. It's a big elevator. We were up on one of the top floors of the building, and we were trying to get to floor number one. That elevator wasn't cooperating. You know how you look up at the numbers, it tells you floor number 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. I was looking at the numbers and it was more like 67. And we were supposed to be going down, but then the numbers would change and it'd be like 72. You know, and 85, 35, 26, 54, and it would change so fast. The elevator was not working. We had to get to floor number one, and just when we thought we were making some headway, then the numbers would change, and we're starting all over again, and all night long, or maybe it was just for a few minutes, but we're there just trying to work that out of my mind. Come on, we've got to get to floor one. We've got to get out of this elevator. We've got to make it. some of you were there with me too, and we're like, what is going on? Let's get out of this thing. It's taking forever. And then, Brother Long, that thing started to shake. That elevator was shaking, and the numbers are changed. We're like, come on, just get to floor one. Let's get out of this thing. And that thing was shaking and felt like it was going to tear all to pieces. And I don't like elevators anyway, but definitely not a shaking elevator that you can't get out of. And we were punching that thing, trying to get the door to open and trying to escape from this and trying to make it out of it. And some of you were there too, Brother Eric Milton. I know you were there, and there were some others there. And we're trying to get out of this, and we're trying to work through this. And come on, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to get out of this building in this crazy elevator that keeps on changing. And just when we get down to 4, 6, or 7, all of a sudden it's back up to 72. And it was wearing me out in my sleep. And then there came a moment. I don't know what the screen said. We were way up high according to that screen. But I turned around, and there was another door. And I walked over to that door, and I pressed the button. And the door slid open. And the shaking stopped. And it was floor number one. And we walked through the door. And some of you were there with me. Hallelujah. Brother Duran was there with me. Some of you young people were there with me. I don't know what it is that you've been going through, and I don't know what kind of shaking has been going on in your life, and I don't know what it is that it seems like you just can't get worked out, and you're pushing the buttons and nothing is happening, and you look at the screen and it says it's not coming to pass. But just because the screen says you're on door number 72, it doesn't mean that God can't give you another door. It doesn't mean that God can't open another door. It doesn't mean that God can't give you the answer. It doesn't mean that God can't cause the shaking to stop. I want to tell you, it was so easy. It was so easy. I turned around. There was another door. I pushed the button. It opened just like it's supposed to do. The shaking stopped, and we walked through. I want to tell somebody today, your life has been a shaking lately. Your life has been a turmoil lately. But I feel in my spirit today, God is about to bring a shift in the spirit. God is about to open a door. God is about to make it easy. Come on, it's been hard. It's been a fight. It's been a struggle. But God's about to say, I'm going to bring peace to those troubled waters. I'm going to bring peace to your family. I'm going to bring peace to your situation. And you're going to walk through the door that I've opened for you into the promises that I've prepared. I don't know, maybe it's just for me, but that excites me. That makes me excited to know that God cares, that God sees where you're at, that He sees the shaking, He sees the trouble, and He says, I've got an answer for your life. Revelation 3 and 8, God said to the church in Philadelphia, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I want to tell the church today, come on, you still got a little strength left. You've kept the word of God. You've kept the truth. You've not denied His name. And God has set before this church an open door that no man can shut. When God opens the door, it doesn't matter what man tries to do to destroy it. You walk through it in victory. You walk through it proclaiming faith. You walk through it receiving what God has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it. There is a change coming in the spirit. There is a change in the spiritual atmosphere. There is something happening. We can't see it with our natural eyes, but in the heavenlies, there is something that is shifting. Come on. In the angelic, there is something that is shifting. Elisha's servant got up early in the morning. He went outside and he saw they were surrounded by chariots and horses and a great army. He went to Elisha wondering what they were going to do, but Elisha said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he prayed that his servant's eyes would be opened, that he would see. And the Lord opened his eyes and he looked around, and the mountain, it was full. It was full of a heavenly army, full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Sometimes you look at the enemy and it seems like, how can we ever go through this? How can I ever make it? How can I ever survive? But you've got to realize, they that be with us are more than they that be against us. When you're on the Lord's side, when you're on the Lord's side, there's chariots of fire. There are horses. There is an army of God that's going to make a way. It was on October 14th, 1947. Chuck Yeager climbed into a rocket-powered aircraft and piloted the first recorded manned speed at Mach 1.06, breaking the sound barrier for the first recorded time. The story is told of how just before breaking that sound barrier, there was an instability in the aircraft. There was some things that were shaking, and there was great turbulence, and it seemed like the aircraft might come apart. But once that barrier was broken, all of that turbulence was left behind. All of that noise was left behind. And he broke through the barrier, and that plane glided into the future. I want to tell somebody today, there's been a shaking, there's been turbulence, there's been a struggle in your life, there's been things you've been battling against, but oh, for somebody, I want to tell you, there is a breakthrough coming. Through all the attacks of the enemy, through all of the testing, through all of the shaking you've been going through, there's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough coming, and you're about to leave some things behind, and you're about to surge forward into the future. There is a spirit shift coming. There, the anointing, you're about to break into an anointing, and it is scaring hell. The anointing that God has for you, the anointing that God has for this church, it is scaring hell to death. And that's why you're fighting the battle that you're fighting. That's why you're going through what you're going through. The greater the anointing, the greater the attack. Just realize God's about to bring a shift in the spirit. God's about to bring a breakthrough. God's about to open a door. There's a shaking going on, but there's a shift coming. There's a change coming. There's a breakthrough coming. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to encourage somebody today, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Don't you dare give up. Not right before the breakthrough comes. Not before the revival is poured out. Not before the miracle happens. We're right there. There's a spirit shift. There's a change in the atmosphere. There's a change in the angelic. I tell you, something is happening here. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare quit. But you keep being faithful. In Acts, the New Testament church saw exponential growth. Exponential growth. Acts 2:41 tells us the Lord added 3,000 souls to the church. Acts 2:47 says, the Lord added to the church daily Acts 4 and 4 says another 5,000 were added to the church. Acts 5 and 12 says multitudes were added. But then there's a shift. In Acts chapter 6, in several places, it says the number of the disciples were multiplied. Multiplied. They went from addition to multiplication. Somebody here today, you've been stuck at addition and sometimes subtraction. Two steps forward and three or four steps back. But God's about to bring a shift, and you're going to get unstuck, and you're moving into the realm of multiplication. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shanamondo resapralamayiki. Think of how it must have been for those early believers, the original 120 that were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And now God is adding to the church, and then God is multiplying the church. And they see the church explode exponentially in numbers and in spiritual growth. God was working in a powerful way. At first it was addition, but things shifted. Things shifted, and it became multiplication. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We've got a lot of new people here today, and we're glad because you're going on the journey with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, Brother Wiggins, if we were to count those that were here a year ago, I don't know how many there'd be here today. I just kind of wonder if it'd be about 120. I want to tell you what a joy it is to keep trusting God. What a peace it is when you say, I don't feel like it, but I'm still going to church. Come on, what a blessing it is to know, yes, I'm struggling, but I'm still alive, I'm still standing, and I'm going to keep living for God. I'm not giving in, I'm not throwing in the towel, but I'm going to keep praising Him. I'm going to keep shouting, I'm going to keep dancing, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm going through trouble, even when I'm fighting devils, but I'm going to keep worshiping because there's a shift coming. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen. It might be today, it might be next week, but there's a shift coming. There's a change about to happen. And we need to hear the word of the Lord today that says, let down your net right there. Launch out into the deep. Say the word to that person. Give that offering. Make that step of faith. Whatever it is, God is going to speak to somebody today, and there is going to be a shift in your situation. There is going to be a shift in your circumstances, in your finances, in your family. We need a word from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord. Is there anybody here today? You'd come to this altar and you say, God, give me the word. Give me the key. Give me the answer right now. Come on. Come on, is anybody, you're desperate. You're desperate. You're tired of the shaking. You're tired of the trouble. You're tired of the turmoil. You're tired of never getting to where you want to go. And God's saying, come on, I'm going to give you a word in this altar. Is anybody need a word from the Lord? Because you need a shift in your situation in the name of Jesus. God, I know what I feel in my spirit. I know what you've spoken to my heart. I pray, God, that you would help us receive that right now. And God, I pray that you would open our hearts. I pray that you would open our ears to hear your word. And even though it doesn't make sense, even though we don't understand it, our answer today is going to be, nevertheless, at thy word, Lord. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to make that step of faith, and I'm going to receive my miracle. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, somebody reach out for it right now. Yes, yes, Lord, you're able, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. I rebuke every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, release faith, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, give us the word. Give us the key. Give us the answer. Give us the solution, Lord. Nevertheless, at thy word. Amen, amen. I want them to get ready to sing and to worship right now. And all across this house, whatever God tells you to do, I want you to do it. If God tells you to dance, I want you to dance like you've never danced. If God tells you to pray, you pray like you've never prayed. If God tells you to give, I want you to give like you've never given. But whatever he says, nevertheless, at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word. In the name of Jesus, come on, somebody take a step of faith right now.